This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Chicken guy before?
Yeah.
You have? Very good.
Of course.
Very good. What do you think?
I love it. My kids love it. My kids love it.
Your kids have great taste.
Well, I mean, they're picking on their chicken fingers.
Well, here's the deal. If you're going to eat fried chicken, I mean, in today's world, we don't get to eat everything we want to eat.
Right.
And, I mean, kids do. Kids get to have everything you want. So our idea, I've been to more chicken joints than probably anybody in the country, you know, traveling on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. So I took all the things that I learned about great chicken and put it together. From the way we brine it, to the way we dredge it, to the way we, you know, to the way we fry it, to the way we season it.
Yeah.
So we want to make great chicken. Then we back it up with dynamite sauces. And then we pair it up with great salads, great sandwiches, and, you know, use it in all different forms. But the real foundation of this is fantastic chicken. So when you have a chicken tender like that, it's not greasy because it's pressure fried. It's brined. It's dredged. It's a proprietary batter that we make. I don't want, you know, a lot of times you go to a place and you're going to get more batter, more crunch, more, you know, more exterior than you're going to get interior. You're not going to, but look at the amount of chicken you get. Let me taste this just to check
it. It's juicy. What's going through your head?
It's kind of a triple D moment right now.
May I recommend the Guy Fieri?
What
special sauce?
Thank you very much. This is our number one drive-thru attendant. This is Chef Robert Earle.
How'd you do?
He's helping.
You can thank you for allowing me
yes,
out.
Yes, you need your hairnet and your apron on,
yes, sir.
So we make 22 proprietary sauces. Here you go. Piece of chicken.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Tender, not dry. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this.
Very moist.
I'm flying back to Cali in a couple hours. My youngest son, Ryder, 17, junior in high school. He doesn't text me and say, how's your day going, Dad? What are you up to? How's Florida treating you? And he just says, please bring home a lot of chicken tenders. But that's the great thing about it, is they're so juicy, so moist. This breading is so crunchy that it really survives a five-hour flight home, and he'll heat them up and have a big party with all of his buddies tomorrow. So I'm double dipping. It's my sauce.
Fine, deal.
Okay.
Is this your comfort food?
You're busy.
I don't know. Is this your ultimate comfort food?
No, my comfort food is a salad. No.
Is it really? No.
No, I really mean this.
I finished mine.
I'm trying to do it. In TV, Robert, we call it a princess bite. Ah. Okay? You do a small bite so you can talk and participate in the conversation.
Okay.
You're just shoveling back there. So here's the deal. Anything that I'm going to eat in today's world, at my age, with trying to stay healthy and trying to stay in space, I want to eat great. If I'm going to eat pizza, I want to eat great pizza. Different than the days when we were kids and you'd eat nachos from the gas station, you know, or anything from the gas station. We want to eat great, and that's one of the things I try to do on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, is take you to places that are scratch making their food. It may be fried chicken, it may be pizza, it may be some crazy burrito, but it's going to usually be scratch made, handmade, authentic ingredients, and that's what we do here. I mean, every part of this, from the scratch made sauces, to the seasonings, to the breading, to the brining of the chicken, to the signature milkshakes, we just try to use the best ingredients we can. So if you're gonna have it, at least eat it. You know, if you're gonna eat fried chicken, eat great fried chicken.
I do have quite a lot of competition. I mean, just down this strip. I mean, the chicken sandwich competition.
Sherwin-Williams is not competition. That's a paint store. What are you talking about? I think all competition's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has a choice of what they want to eat.
Yeah.
And I think they make that choice. And I think once people have an opportunity to see that this is a chef-driven concept. I mean, when Robert and I talked about doing this guy's a legend in the restaurant business. You know, he's the one that developed and brought Planet Hollywood to the world. And he knows so much about it. So the two of us coming together, and he says, the future is chicken. This is 7 years ago. And he said, can you make me the greatest fried chicken that there is? And I said, Robert, I have tasted the good, the bad, and the ugly of fried chicken. You know, I have been around. And I said, the difference of it really is, every single step. It's very simple, but it has to be executed at the highest level. And so that's what we started to develop. I started with 35 sauces. He had a conniption. He says, there's no way 35 sauces. He wanted to go to 5. So we met at 22. But the reality of it is this is a chef-driven, handmade, scratch-made, real-deal fried chicken, and I do not have anything bad to say about anybody else. You know what? There's room for everybody to play. There's all different types of cars, right? There's high-end cars, low-end cars, there's all different types. So that's how we take ourselves in this business. We just look at ourselves as the real-deal fried chicken.
Competition is healthy.
I think so. I don't know that the competition chicken is healthy, but I know that ours is.
Do you see more restaurants opening? Yeah, expansion plans?
Oh yeah, that's one of the reasons we're here today. We have some big news, big announcements that we're making today. I live in Northern California. I also have a house down in West Palm Beach, or Lake Worth. So I'm spending a lot more time in Florida, but this is the growth. This is the beginning of the thing. We wanted to make sure that we had this dialed in and really know all the ins and outs of what we're doing and how we're doing it to make sure that what we were going to give people on a national level was going to be outstanding. But we have 80 franchises that are already ready to go. So, it's going to go loud and fast. Yeah. Fast and loud.
I did want to ask you about Triple D. I'm from Arizona, right?
Right.
It's got Southwest influence, a lot of different cultures, so you feature a ton of restaurants. You have featured quite a bit recently in Central Florida. You were in Daytona Beach for a little bit. I wanted to know how you describe the food scene here. We have a lot of Caribbean flavors. What did you notice as
Florida,
you...
Florida, so I was just yesterday, we shot what we call Triple D Nation. So we went back to 6 of the locations that we visited here in Orlando 7 years ago. Great recap. Unbelievable to see where the restaurants are now and how they're doing. And you guys are really, you're really fortunate in this area because you're a melting pot. You know, when you have the big attractions of Disney and all the amenities that go along with that, you know, all the other parks, you get people from all over the world. Plus, you sit right on the Eastern Seaboard, so you get Europe really easy. You get the rest of the country really easy. You get the world actually coming to this area. So what that lends itself to is a melting pot of people. You have almost every ethnicity of food here. So I can't really put my thumb on it to say it's Caribbean or it's coastal or it's, you know what, if you're hungry, you can find. Matter of fact, one of my buddies said, you gotta check out this dim sum place. I go, in Orlando. I said, oh yeah, the bucket. So you got it. You got the lion's share of it here. And we'll be back. I mean, I love Florida so much. I mean, we shot Daytona, shot New Smyrna. I just shot a new pilot show that's going to be coming out that we shot in Port St. Lucie. Like I said, I live down in the West Palm area, so I can shoot there. There's so many great restaurants.
So I have a Florida
a whole show. There's going to be a whole show just about Florida. Trust me.
We'd love to see it. And we have a Florida Foodie podcast with News 6. What's the art of eating and talking at the same time? Because you know how to do it.
Eating and talking at the same time. Is there an art?
I
think what it is I think if you have fat cheeks, you can kind of store it. I don't know. This literally is. So this is the huckleberry milkshake. Okay, so you got 4 different berries in there: raspberry, blackberry, blueberry, and huckleberry. But the key to this is we make the cereal milk. So like when you were a little kid and you would eat the cereal.
What?
Okay, and then the milk that was left over is that sugary, flavorful cereal. So we make the ice cream out of that milk. So you got the berry puree mixed in with the ice cream, the cereal milk ice cream, then the whipped cream, and then a little crunchy cereal on top. Go ahead. Let me just go ahead and hold these for you. There you go. Hey, my job is never done, you guys. This is.
Oh man.
Right?
It's a hot day.
It's a hot day.
This is cool, refreshing. Yeah.
Don't steal my Triple D job, by the way. I can already hear you getting all your food words in there. What do you think?
I learned it from the best.
Right?
Anyway. Very good.
So we do milk. So milkshakes to me are another one of those things. It's kind of like the lost art. You don't go, a lot of places don't have them, or the milkshake they're making you is coming out of the machine. It's already been already processed. I want these flavors to be fresh inside of there. Our cereal milkshake is the one. But we also make a mint chip that started with a what we call the breath mint pie at one of my restaurants 30 years ago. So it's got the Oreo cookies, it's got the mint, it's got the vanilla ice cream, it's got the mint chip. It has the full peppermint patty mints inside of it.
Oh, man.
It's a good deal.
Well, you've got so anyhow, back,
what are we asking? You're asking how to eat? Oh, yeah. So when I first got on Food Network, I'd take these big bites, and I'd try to talk, and it wasn't pretty. I don't know if it's pretty now. But and I would do that, and someone said to me one day, you have to take it, like Robert would say, take a princess bite.
Princess.
Take a little take a bite, enjoy it, be able to talk about it, but don't get yourself overloaded.
Deal. Well, it looks like you're getting a tan on here in Florida. We'd love to have you.
I'm telling you what, you show up to 40, even on a bad... But my wife, my kids were saying, how is it? And I'm like, it's a little overcast today, but it's 83. What's in California right now? Where we live in Northern California, I think it's like 42.
Yeah.
Right? It's raining, and there's... So this is, even a cloudy day in Florida, it's an awesome day.
So you're going to be back. You'll be back a lot.
Brother, you don't... I have something I'm going to say, but I can't say it right now. I will be in Florida way more than you know. Way more.
That's a tease.
And maybe Florida Foodie Podcast one day?
Oh, you tell me when.
Deal.
Tell me when.
Okay, you guys.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
It's an honor to be on.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. I mean, you are all over Central Florida. I mean, here with Chicken Guy. I mean, how does it all work? How does the combination of you two coming together work?
Well, I consider myself very lucky. Guy is the preeminent chef in this country. When it comes to TV, he dominates Food Network. He's on so many shows, and he tells me he's going to have some more. So I feel really blessed that he's my partner, and who you see on TV is the real person. Not like some other people that we see. He's very genuine. He cares about people. He does so many good things that he doesn't shout about, trying to get any glory for. He's a wonderful partner. And we decided that chicken was the space. We decided what we call fast casual drive-through was where we wanted to be. And my hometown, Orlando, is where we started the first drive-through, right here on 1792 at the intersection of Fairbanks.
You see that tease he did? I like that. And you also have a couple of other spots in Central Florida. Why Central Florida? Do you feel like it's really starting to boom as a foodie destination?
Oh, absolutely. But I go back to the early 80s here when I made a commitment to Orlando, and I built a huge team here, which I'm very fortunate to have. And we own so many different brands corporately, and they all have their place. But today is about chicken.
So what is your favorite item on the menu?
Well, unquestionably, I eat this barbecue sandwich, which is so healthy. It's the fried chicken with potato chips, barbecue sauce, and lots of other goodies inside it. Crispy bite, delicious.
I'm going on your diet if you think that one's healthy.
Yeah, but there's that, and you sort of supplement it with Ozempic or Wegovy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good combination, I think so. And you guys also have a new shake, so feeling the season.
You'll be trying that huckleberry in a minute, but you'll be talking to Guy.
Okay. Anything else in the works with you and Guy?
No, I think we're focused on global domination with this brand. We've got a few more opening in Florida, and we've got franchises opening all around the world, not just in the States, but that's because of Guy's popularity and the great product, very well priced. And chicken is a space that's never going to go away. It's a slightly healthier protein, and it's more reasonably priced than the variants of beef prices.
That's true. And I feel like there's always been this competition against chicken. I mean, what is it? Why such a competition when it comes to that chicken sandwich?
Well, we've got a very interesting neighbor next door who are a wonderful operation as well. They will remain nameless.
Yes.
But on Sundays, we get all the business.
Oh, I see what he did there. What's your biggest challenge opening these up?
I think it's a big challenge finding the right location, finding the streets that are busy, prominent, great signage, and keeping up the standards, because you all read about how COVID has impacted the hospitality industry, and kids haven't been coming back to work as quickly as we hoped for, and they find our industry strangely antisocial, having to work in the evenings. I've never heard of such a problem, having to work on the weekends. So building teams, but again, Guy and the management team that we've got, there are lots of opportunities. If there's someone who's finished college, not gone to college, looking to be in our industry, they can move up very, very fast with us. They can start behind me now, working on the counter, and they could elevate in a short window to training management and find a career.
And that really speaks volumes to your workers, because when they see the potential, they work for that potential.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And one other question. You also have a location in Disney Springs. How's that one going?
Well, Disney Springs is a phenomenon. I was there yesterday. Business is incredible. Disney is incredible. And they provide so much traffic. And once you're visiting Disney Springs, and you see Guy Fieri's name, and you have the ability to touch him, and you've watched him every single day on anything from diners and driving all
he's
the way
all
to
the
competition. Oh, he is, yeah, but he's full of fun. You'll have him here in a minute.
Thank you so much.
Enjoyed
I really appreciate you taking the time.
I'll see you for your podcast.
You got it. Hey, I'm going to get that
you
on film.
You got me on camera.
You got you on camera
Thanks.
Also. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, let's
make sure I got a picture with y'all. What you do and how you make people feel is super important. I mean, people can go anywhere and get this chicken. But when they come up here and they have experience, some know it's me, some don't know it's me. But you are the representative, you're the one. And the smiles and the way you've been treating it. One of the things I love the most about y'all is the way you treat one another. Okay, there's such good camaraderie and support for one another, the way you're interacting. And that respect, when you have respect for people, that respect for yourself, it comes out of the theater. I promise it does. It's like when your mom served you something, your grandma served you something. You have that feeling. And that's the way you make people feel. There's a lot of good energy, there's a lot of smiles, a lot of laughs that comes out of the theater. And just keep that up. And I thank you. I've been wanting to come here for a long time and meet you guys. And I don't get to meet everybody. I know there's going to be a shift that comes in and goes, seriously, was here today? And I just moved to Florida. Half of the year I'll be living here in Florida, so I'll be up here more often. But I really got to tell you, this was such an awesome, I just made a social post about this. It's been such a great visit. You're such good people, great smiles, good energy. You make the food. The food looks dynamite, by the way. And just keep it up, okay? But very nice to meet all of you. So here's the one.